Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
I'm going to talk to you about something that we can find very difficult in our life. Even as we have faith in the Lord or serve the Lord, this is something that we can find very challenging. And I just want us to look at Scripture to kind of keep me, keep you walking where we should and thinking like we should. And, you know, instead of maybe past experiences or the voice of this world creeping in and getting us a little off the mark. And I want to talk to you a little bit about authority and submission. I want you to say this to the person next to you, okay? Submission is something I offer. We get the idea sometimes that submission on our part to someone else has to be earned, or they have to deserve it, or they got to work for it. And I want you to know that that's nice when it works that way, because it makes it easier for our flesh. But in reality, the Scripture refers to submission as something that we offer out of our spiritual worship and obedience to the Lord. And I'm not talking about just submission to the Lord. They're talking about submission to the authorities in our life. And we all have them. And submission, I want us to work from this idea and understanding, it's something we offer. It's you know, in Christendom, it's kind of easy to say, well, the Lord is perfect. And of course, I'm just going to submit to Him. You know, we say that and we believe that's right, whether we actually live in total obedience to His Word. Well, that's probably a different story. He probably has a little different evaluation than you and I might have, because He knows. And this submission to humanity, authorities in our life, that can be difficult, because we look at the person or the committee or the board or the group of people that are an authority over us, and we measure them to see if they're worthy for you and I to submit to, or how much we can cooperate and submit to them. We start to look at, do I like them? Do they, do they live what they talk? Are they pleasant? Do they, you know, at work, do they treat all of us the same? Is there equality? You know, whatever's important to us from our view that makes us feel good about opening up and submitting to someone in authority over us, we start to measure and look at things like that. And we think that if, you know, sometimes we get caught in the idea, we get swept along with the rest of the world and some of their views of, you know, do I really have to submit to this authority in my life if they're not moral, if they're not a Christian, if, you know, they agree with me, then I can submit. If they don't, or did they listen to me? Did they talk nice to me? Did they say hi to two other people, but they didn't say hi to me? I mean, you know, we're adults and we're mature, but we still got to work out some childish ways sometimes. And so we look at all these things and think, are they worthy of our submission? Listen to what Paul writes in chapter 13. He says, let every person, turn to the person next to you and say, every person, that's you? I didn't hear a lot of the, that's you? You got to put that in there. Let every person, that's you, okay? Every person, be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been instituted by Him. Therefore, whoever resists the authorities resists what God has appointed. And those who resist will incur judgment. In other words, if we resist authorities in our life, we're going to have to answer for that. This is important to the Lord. He inspired, Holy Spirit inspired Paul to write about this very specific thing that we could all benefit from. And if you and I resist authorities in our life, it is not for our betterment. It is God's will that we have authorities in our life. Now, you might think, oh no, if they're authorities from God, then they're going to be good authorities. Excuse me, you have humanity involved. And we answer to, all of us in this room, we answer to authorities probably that are Christian and unchristian. Believers and unbelievers. That is not the deciding factor of whether we submit to them or not. He goes on to write, that for rulers are not rulers are not a terror to those who have good conduct, but to those who have poor conduct. Would you have no fear of the one who is in authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive approval, for he is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for he does not bear a sword in vain. In other words, there's consequences to not submitting to the authorities in our life. Tough part is that sometimes we submit to authorities in our life, and it's like maybe you feel they don't notice or they don't treat you any better, and so therefore you feel like you can hold back submitting to their authority. Remember, we offer submission because God calls us to. We don't offer submission because they're worthy of it. We're going to come back to this chapter, but in 1 Peter chapter 2, this is what the Holy Spirit teaches us. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution. Oh, you didn't know that was in there? See, some of us as Christians, we feel like, I do not have to submit unless it's Christian. Anything that is a man-made thing or a man's idea or a man-made structure, something that I can't find in the Bible and God's, then you know what? I don't need to submit to it. Listen, it might bring you comfort and peace, and you might be more willing to submit to something that is Christian, but when an authority is in our place that you can't find in Scripture, or maybe they're not a Christian person, don't think that now our submission is up on the table to decide whether we are going to be subject and honor authorities in our life or not. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution. You know, I've talked to believers over the years and, you know, they stumble over different things. Well, you know, I want to go to church, but, you know, I'll go and I like it, but I'm not going to commit to anything because there's some things that churches do that, you know, I can't find it in the Bible. I mean, some people struggle over this with membership for churches. I can't find membership in here, and so therefore, I don't want to be a member. Hey, I can't find membership in here either. I can't do it. I remember back when I was doing education in that time of my life to pursue going on in the ministry. I remember at times going, why in the world do I got to sit in there in college and... why in the world do I have to take this stupid class? See, I was really evil. I'll take this stupid class. I'll take this stupid class. What's this class? I'm never going to use this class. I'm, you know, blah, 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 blah. Oh, and besides, God didn't call me to take this class. College is making me take this class. I don't even know why it's in my major. We start coming up with all of this stuff. I needed to get to the point where I started thinking straight and realize that I'm supposed to submit to the authorities of my life. And I have chosen to give my submission to this place, this education. And if this is the man-made program that endorses my life to answer the call of God, then so be it. You see, sometimes I learned more by being a part of a class that I didn't like and didn't think should be in my major. Because it's in those classes that I maybe had less interest, but I learned the most about Randy. Do I want to go? What's my attitude in going? And there was a whole refining and purging process and understanding that I need to submit myself to the Lord and what He wants to do in me. In this class may not be about knowledge about the topic, but boy, I'll tell you what, it's sure refining my character that is on the road to helping me walk more worthy of the calling and to be a good testimony to those around me. That's called doing homework. Nobody sees that work in us. That's something we got to sort out. So I don't know where you are in your life and you think, well, if it's a man-made institution or man-made rules or man-made this, I don't need to submit to those things. Well, according to God, He calls us to submit to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to the governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God. Now listen to this. For this is the will of God, that by doing good or submitting to authorities, you put to silence the ignorance of people who don't believe in God. We don't conform to the patterns and thinking of this world. We are transformed by the renewing of our mind, doing the will of God, and in doing so, you will appear and genuinely be different. So that when everyone else is griping, complaining, and whining about your supervisor, you are not, even though you may agree with their opinions of the person. But I'm still going to follow the supervisor. I'm still going to submit to the supervisor. I have to work through some bad feelings towards the supervisor. But I am called to submit, and it is what I am going to offer them, whether they are worthy of it or not. In doing so, you protect yourself, and you shine the light to those who don't know God. And sometimes shine the light to those who do know God but aren't living according to this principle. I'm going to turn back here to Romans chapter 13. We got a little bit more to do there. For he is the servant of God, an avenger who carries out God's wrath on wrongdoers. Therefore, one must be in subjection, not only to avoid God's wrath, but also for the sake of conscience. Listen, if you and I willingly submit to authorities in our life, it is so much easier to live life without guilt, condemnation, regret. As a Christian, we know we can deal with those things and we can deal with conviction of the Spirit. It's a tough thing to agree with the Holy Spirit when, you know, an authority in your life just mistreated you and you want God to agree with you. Do you see what they did? You see how they said it? You see how they treated me? They embarrassed me, and it was in front of somebody else, and I'm not going to submit to them. And the Holy Spirit's going, yeah, I saw all that, so you submit to them. Yeah, but they did. Yeah, but yeah, submit to them. They're your authority. Submit to them. And at that point, we don't agree with the Holy Spirit. There's a conflict. And I need to move to a place of agreement with the Holy Spirit. Because the submission is what I offer. It's not that, all my personal preferences, I really like the supervisor, my boss, or my husband. Some of you are going, my husband? What are you talking about? Well, Ephesians chapter 5, Paul writes, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, about how husbands and wives are supposed to treat each other and how Christ and the church relate, and it is a parallel to marriage. And he says that wives should submit to their husbands. Now, I'm not trying to make a beef with anybody, okay? I'm not trying to interject something. I will tell you this. I'm not going to go heavily into this morning, but I want you to know, sometime in the near future, you might hear something that the Lord, I believe, has been developing in my heart and spirit for a specific time for us concerning this whole role and calling of a woman and a wife. And if you're sitting here thinking, okay, and when's the man's turn? Then that is a sign that you need to be in the woman's one. Big side note. Think how much better work goes when you submit to the boss. Think how much better life goes when you submit to your parents. How much better life goes with the authorities in our life if we submit to them. Listen, how much better life goes when we submit to the police officer who pulled us over for speeding. Think how much better life would be if we didn't speed. And you're thinking, no, I'm thinking about how much better life would be if I didn't get caught. You are corrupt as me. Listen, I want you to look at what else he writes here and pens here for us. For the sake of conscience, there's a protection. You know, when we're at peace in our mind and we're not carrying guilt, condemnation, we're dealing with conviction and repentance and all, I'm telling you, there is such a peace of mind. Look at it this way. For those of you who just love to worry, if you freed yourself from all this, you'd have more time to worry. I'm kidding. For because of this, you also pay taxes to authorities. For the authorities, they are ministers of God, attending to this very thing. Pay to all what is owed to them, taxes that taxes owed, revenue for revenue that owed, respect where respect is owed, honor where honor is owed. It just goes on, and it talks about living free as a free man should, if we were to go back and look at 1 Peter. Listen, you and I get this concept like the world has, to live free is leave me alone and don't give me any rules, no authorities, then I'm free. I want you to know that that is not freedom. That's like, what happens to sheep without a shepherd? It's not good. What happens to many children because there's no dad, no mom? What happens when there's no authority? Listen, we can pull up all kinds of examples. I can tell you about studies that were done with elephants, that they only had just young males in their family group, no bull. And the young males acted up. They started destroying things. It was affecting the herd. It was chaos. And so what they decided to do is to transfer and bring in a bull elephant. The herd started operating really well, really fast. Less deviance, less destruction, less conflict in the herd, because there was authority in place. Authorities in our life are good. Just the authority, having it there is good. Whether the person, the committee, the whatever, is a good person or not, that's not what I'm saying. I'm telling you that authority, if we resist it, we will answer for it. If we resist authority, okay, we're going to have trouble spiritually with the Lord in us. The other part is this, we are removing a whole opportunity to be a light of Jesus Christ in the world. How we deal with authority shines light. And I'm going to tell you something else. You know about the reaping and sowing, the whole seed process. I want you to know that your parenting and my parenting, I planted seeds for that long before I ever had children. What kind of child was I? Now, as a child, I didn't start thinking about, I'm going to be a good son so that when I'm a father, my son will be totally compliant. That's not how I thought. But as I got a little older, and the Lord started getting a hold of my heart at a younger age, I started to grasp onto this whole authority thing and planting good seeds. After university, and I went off to be on staff as one of, I don't know how many pastors were there at the time, 9 or whatever, it was a larger church, and I was going to be the youth pastor and the college and career pastor. My first full-time job in ministry. And I went there, and I was wanting to be a good youth pastor and be a good college pastor and do a good job, but there was something else. I came there with an understanding that I was going to serve the senior pastor. He's my authority. And if he didn't want me to do something I was planning to do in youth, then you know what? I have to put the brakes on it. I got to be good with it, and I'm going to honor the man. And if he was deciding things that didn't really, you know, didn't seem to fit, you know what? That's going to be my new plan. And when there were some troubles on staff between some of the pastors, and they were having difficulty, and they were kind of teaming up, and they were not being all that loyal to the senior pastor, I didn't involve myself. I just stayed loyal to the senior pastor. Stayed loyal to the senior pastor. Went to the next place. Staying loyal to the senior pastor. He's my authority. Right, wrong, indifferent. He's the authority in my life. I will tell you, it's by God's grace that I have had great staff around me in the places that I've ministered. Even in the youth departments, because, you know, in a large church or in a youth department, you still have staff and leaders and people around you and a team of people. It's like pastoring a small church within a church. And so through all these years and then into senior pastoring and staff coming and staff transitioning and office staff, all of it, I have been so grateful who the Lord has surrounded me with in my life. Their friendship, their loyalty. I am so grateful for them. But I'll tell you this. The Lord caused me to plant good seeds back when I was a staff pastor. I submitted to authority. And now He surrounds me with people that they just get the authority principle. I mean, I can point to something that really isn't my gifting or my business. Carol True could be in this office. I could walk through the lobby and I could say, you know what? That one vase out on the information counter, I don't like it where it's at. Could you take care of that? Now, I want you to know, I don't do that. I could walk through and I'd say, what vase? There's a vase on the couch? No. I noticed. I could tell Marlene, hey, tomorrow you got to wear one orange sock and one blue sock. She'll laugh. She'll say, you're serious? Okay. Lord, let me in on something about submitting to authorities. These seeds how I planted, submitting to authorities in my life, it freed me up to develop spiritually. And I still got a long way to go. But if I didn't, there was going to be a developmental problem in this guy. Spiritually, relationally, the leader I might become. The way my children were going to be started before I ever had them, because I was planting seeds on how am I going to submit to authority. For some of you, you already had your kids. It's too late. But in Christ, you can be transformed to start planting new seeds. You can lay an axe to the root of the things that we've planted in our life, plant new seeds, and you can start now. And it may not affect your children, but it's going to affect other people around you. I mean, what might happen as a laborer on the factory floor if I submitted to my supervisor? And if my supervisor submitted to the manager of that department? And the manager of that department submitted to the general manager or the president of the company? And then if the president or general manager of the company submitted to what was right for the person or the board or the corporation of people who own it. Think about that. Here's one for you. What if wives started to submit to their husbands? Just a thought. And what if husbands started to submit to the Lord? Oh, I got more amens on that from women. Oh, amen. Don't let those men off the hook. They got to pay. We all are to submit to the Lord. And sometimes we think we get an exemption and the Lord understands and he's okay with it. And I want you to know that it's a detriment to you and I. It affects our prayers. It affects our answered prayers. It affects our relationships. It affects our attitude that seeps out that you don't see because you've been deceiving yourself so long. Submission is something we offer. Don't let it be something that you is lorded over you and they got to take it from you. Offer it. This is what I'm offering. This is one of the traits and characters that I'm bringing to the table that's going to make this work and make this be better. Our submission to the Lord is in direct relationship to our submission to human entities, institutions, and people in our life. Direct correlation. You can think you're spiritual. Well, I'll submit to the Lord, but these people, but the Lord, oh, Jesus is my Lord. Listen, if you are not submitting to human authorities that have been set up in your life or that I have not in mine, then I am not submitting to the Lord like I think I am. It is my spiritual worship to be renewed in my thinking. And if I've been burned in the past over authorities in my life or there weren't any, listen, God has compassion upon all of that. But you and I, as we come into Christ and walk with Him more and we're born again, the old is supposed to die, and behold, all things are becoming new. And I can't keep dragging those attitudes and things with me that I can now have the license, I think, to project upon my current authorities the crime for the that have been committed in past authorities in my life that hurt me and disappointed me. Now it's become part of me. I just take it. Now I look at all authority like this. In Christ, we're born again. Yeah, but Lord, you know what I went through. Yes, he does, and that's why he died. And do you remember what he went through? And that's to set you free. And so live like a free person. Free to become the person you are called to be in Christ. If you and I do not submit to authorities, we will not be free. We will encumber ourselves with all kinds of difficulties, ugliness, dirt, lack of functionality in who we are as a believer. We junk it up. You and I offer submission. It's what we are called to do and become. And my submission to human authorities is a direct relationship to my submission to God. And if it's not going well here, then I've got a spiritual disease and I need him to heal me so that I can worship him in good conscience, because I'm not dragging with me this agitation, this quick offense against authorities in my life. Let's stand, please, all over this room. For this is the will of God, that by doing good, submitting to authorities, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people who do not believe in God. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. In other words, I don't want to submit to that authority, and they're not perfect, and they're not godly, therefore I don't have to. That is covering up what your flesh does not want to do. You're covering it up with something you think is spiritual. And he says, don't live like that. Live free. No cover-up. I offer submission. And I will not cover up that my flesh wants to do something and slap something spiritual on it to make it look like it's acceptable for me to withdraw my submission. In Christ, it's not acceptable.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.